Welcome back to In the Studio, this week spotlighting Hotel California from the Eagles. I'm Glenn Frey, and now back to Redbeard.
Thanks, Glenn. The title track to Hotel California was special for many reasons. It was the band's sixth consecutive hit single, selling over a million copies and eventually hitting number one. The song Hotel California also featured dual guitar solos from Don Felder and Joe Walsh. It was the opening song on the album and the subsequent tour. Lyrically, Hotel California set new standards for the songwriting duo of Glenn Frey and Don Henley, as Glenn Frey explains.
When we wrote this song, Don Felder had originally submitted a demo tape of about 10 or 12 different instrumental things that he had put on cassette, and that was one that just jumped out at Henley and I. We said, "This is electric Mexican reggae. Wow. What a nice synthesis of styles." And then Don and I were talking about songwriting. And I mentioned Steely Dan because Don and I admired the nerve that Fagan and Becker had in their lyrics. They got the Steely Dan t-shirts. They were making up names of places like Slow Hand Road. They did bold things lyrically. They called their own songwriting junk sculpture. And with Hotel California, Henley and I started talking about writing a song that was like the opening of a Twilight Zone, where you didn't have to explain what everything meant, but you could just do a series of shots, of visuals. There's a car on the highway. There's a long shot back. There's lights glimmering in the distance. The car pulls up. A strange person opens the door and beckons this guy in. He walks in. He looks around. There's people dancing in the courtyard. There's a strange night man. And just the sort of bizarre imagery. In some ways, that was Don and I kind of trying to be like Steely Dan and be a little weird for the sake of being weird and not having to have every line in your song make absolute sense. And, of course, out of that, what we, I guess, achieved is perfect ambiguity, where people read things into that song that were beyond our wildest ideas about what that song meant.
She stood in champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Since Hotel California was released, the lyrics to that song have been so misunderstood and misinterpreted by so many people that the band has found themselves being verbally attacked by all sorts of individuals and groups. Here's Eagles co-founder Don Henley.
Some wacko evangelist from Oklahoma or Texas or somewhere printed in a book, just made it up, mind you, from scratch, that the Eagles were members of the Church of Satan in San Francisco and that we were followers of Anton LaVey. And on the inside of the Hotel California album cover, may I take this opportunity to talk about this and clear this up? Because I'm really sick of getting these letters. On the inside of the Hotel album cover, there is a girl in the balcony. She was a black girl. She's a model. She has got a very thin, pointy face. She's leaning over the balcony with her arms spread, like sort of like wings or something like that. Now, somehow, among very pathetic, superstitious people, this got turned into something completely ridiculous and outrageous. The rumor started going around that this woman was Satan, or that she was Anton LaVey, or something wild like that. On our
Anton
LaVey is supposedly the head of the Church of Satan in San Francisco. I don't know much about the guy except that. So the rumor got spread over the years that the Eagles were Satan worshippers. This is so ridiculous I can hardly talk about it, but I'm going to anyway. But if it gets any worse, I think we're going to have to band together and stand up and say, listen, we're tired of you people picking on us. There are a lot greater evils in the world. There are a lot more messes to clean up. There are a lot more important things to focus your time and your energies on than rock and roll. You know, sure, like I said, there's a few irresponsible rock and roll groups with irresponsible messages, but
there's a few irresponsible evangelists.
Many. They're irresponsible people in every walk of life. And people don't seem to have much of a sense of humor about rock and roll. I can't believe all the superstition and all the things that are taken literally in rock and roll lyrics. I mean, some of this stuff to me is just outright funny, you know? Some of the heavy metal lyrics are comedy as far as I'm concerned. And I don't say that in necessarily a derogatory sense. I just say it's something not to be taken quite so seriously. If a kid is brought up properly and raised properly, he's going to know reality from fantasy. Only a kid who is already screwed up by his parents or by the school system or by some genetic defect is going to take this stuff seriously enough to go out and do any kind of real damage to himself or to somebody else. So I would say to these people, why don't you look in your own house? Why don't you clean up your own house first before you start pointing the finger at other people?
And get your facts straight.
I just had to get that off my chest. I'm done now.
That was Don Henley.